Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul.
And today our guests are Lanny Dreas and Christian Jones, and they're here to talk about Alaska Junior Theater and the new season that's coming up. Welcome, Lanny and Christian. Thank you for coming here to tell us.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yes, of course. Well, just jump in and tell us, start anywhere. It seems like you got a really, you got more. How is this season different from the others? You seem to have more acts.
It's a bit bigger, yeah. In the past 2 years, we've done a little bit of growth. We used to do 4 shows. We're up to 5 full shows. We did it a little bit at a time with 1 public show added on, but no school shows. This year, we have 5 full artists. All 5 have full week residencies with school performances, and each one also has a public performance. So, and they're pretty, there's something for everyone in this bunch. You'll love them.
So you've really kind of expanded the full complement of options. It used to be like only 1 or 2 of your artists would get the residency and then the public. Now everybody is required, or I mean, you set it up. You're doing a lot more
yes.
with the institution.
We're growing. We're growing.
Which I'm glad to see.
Well, last year, all 4 of our shows were sold out completely for school shows. Every single one. And if there's that much demand, we obviously need to meet that demand. And that's what we're trying to do this year. And we're doing very well. We're not sold out completely yet, fortunately. But yeah, we're doing well.
And you bring in shows from outside.
Mm-hmm.
And these shows are for children and adults, as
correct.
I understand
it's
it.
Correct. It's for youth and family audience, and they're world-class artists. In fact, we have a group from New Zealand this year. We have a group from a gentleman from New York coming in. So I go to an international conference every year mm-hmm. in January to look out. And every artist that we bring, that Alaska Junior Theater brings, we have seen. Either board members or myself have seen before we put them on the stage.
So do you want to start with the first one to tell us when it's going to be and who it's going to be?
Let's give Kristen a chance.
Well, the first show is Kahurangi, and they are Maori dancers from New Zealand. And
I've seen them, so I guess that's not fair. They're coming October. They're an extremely exciting group. They do, of course, the war dances, and they do traditional Maori, Hawaiian. They do some Tahitian dance, so they kind of bring it all together. Mm-hmm. But it's very instructional as well, in that as they go along, they talk about the different instruments they're using, they talk about the dances they're doing, what they were made for, what stories they're telling in traditional costumes, in all of the different genres that they do, and you'll see. It's just amazing.
And there's quite a few of them.
Well, in this case, we're bringing up 6. We're a small organization, so we're not bringing 20. But, we have 6 six dancers coming up.
And that kind of plays into the indigenous flavor up here as well.
Well, we have a very large Polynesian community. In fact, we're working hand in hand with the Polynesian Association of Alaska, and they're doing a full week of dance classes and potlucks. So every single night, we're going to the Heritage Center. They start on the first day they get in here, going to the Alaska Native Heritage World Music Festival, and these guys are going to perform on that Saturday, October 18th. Then they start their school performances, and then every single night, unfortunately for them, I have them going to do classes or go to churches, and I'm feeding them all week with potlucks and different
How
community
are
events.
How they dance if they're so bloated with food?
Hey, everybody does it. Not everybody is a ballerina, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just finished reading a book late in New Zealand and concerned with a Maori group. So I'm going to be very interested in watching this.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Yeah, they're phenomenal. Just really. And really nice people. I mean, I sent her a schedule. I thought she would come back with, "That's too grueling. We won't do it." She said, "Are you sure there isn't more we can do?" I'm like, "Yeah." So they'll be going into the schools as well to do small performances, dance classes, talks about their culture. Just really, it's wonderful to have artists that are this open and just want to share with the community. And they've been up here before. They were here last year in Fairbanks and did a residency as well.
Sounds very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is there?
Well, our second show of the year is Madeline and the Bad Hat. And it's based on the popular children's book that everybody knows about, Madeline. And it's a musical version with a touring company we've had before, Arts Power National Touring Company. And everybody loves it. In fact, the fairs and stuff that we've done this summer, And we would bring out a couple of the books for kids to look at. Everybody's, oh, you're bringing Madeline. So it is also pretty much sold out for the school performances, and we're looking forward. We're doing it as a Saturday matinee, which is a little different for us. We thought it might be more fun for parents and stuff if they came, and we're going to do a cookies and milk reception afterwards with the entire audience.
Because
that's what the
girls would eat in the convent, right?
Exactly.
I remember, even as a boy, I saw those books.
And we're also doing...
Are they still popular?
Oh, you bet. Yes. Like I said, we would have a book out there, and almost all the kids, oh, Madeline, and they'd sit and read, and we'd read to them at the different booths and festivals over the summer. So yeah, there's a lot of
excitement. A few years back, I got cable for some reason, and like at 4:30 in the morning on some obscure channel, they'd have these animated versions.
Mm-hmm.
With their little Spanish friend.
Yes, well, that's what this one is. The bad hat is the ambassador's son who just
moved in. That's the kid, yeah.
This is the story of that.
He's like a delinquent.
In an old house.
He is trying to get attention. He's not a delinquent. Come on. Read the book.
In an old house in Paris, all covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. Two straight lines.
She knows the book. That is the book. That is literally how it starts.
I read it often to my children.
Oh, I love it. So we're also having costume contests with the audience. The kids can come dressed in their favorite Madeline character, and we'll do a costume contest during the reception. So we're hoping to get all that excitement going.
For those of you who just turned in late, this is Stage Talk. Mark and I are here with our guests, Lainey Dries and Kristen Jones from Alaska Junior Theater of Youth.
Yeah. Well, if I went to that thing, I would come as the man in the yellow hat. Oh, no, that's
the wrong book.
Sorry, I always get them mixed up. Yeah. So, Kristen, could you tell us about Soul Street? This looks interesting. I have the prospectus, the brochure. You got a really nice brochure, by the way, as well.
Why, thank you.
Which I'm holding in my hand right now, so that's how I know. What's Soul Street? It looks like some hip-hop, breakdancing
kind of... They kind of do it all. I know that they've got their breakdancing and popping and locking, and they also do kind of some theatrical dance as well. It's kind of exciting, actually. I went on their website and checked them out. I'm the newest person to AJT, so I had to go and do some research. I wasn't here when they were putting all of them together, but they're amazing.
And they were here 4-5 years ago as part of Fly Dance Company, which was extremely successful in our community. They had a really good time, and two of the guys from that company went on to create Soul Street and continue. And they do some theatrical like skits. They do slow motion skits. They do some different rhythms. They've got Latin rhythms that they do some pieces to. So it isn't just coming to see breakdancing. They really are exploring everything the body can do, and it's really awesome.
And we have black violin.
Yes, that is two classical violinists that work with a hip hop DJ to blend the music of the hip hop and that feel and rhythm and that kind of stuff with classical music, and it's really phenomenal. I saw them in person, and you just sit back in amazement of what they're able to do with their how talented they are, and they have this really amazing message because they basically. What we're saying is they chose strings over streets. Their grandmother, when they were in elementary school, wanted to figure out how to keep them out of the gangs, and she handed them violins, and that's how they went forward. So.
Man, that's a hard instrument to play, too. I mean, that's great. It's an inspiration.
Yes.
Just straighten this out for me, because our audience might also have got it. This is... Two different hip-hop programs are just the same, or the same one?
Those are two different shows. Two different shows. One is with music CD, get in with the dancers, and this is two live musicians with their DJ that create the music as they go.
And then, of course, The Frog Bride with David Gonzalez, who I had the pleasure of meeting the last time he was in town.
Yes.
And I got to say, I've seen the guy perform, and he's a master of what he does. He's a storyteller. The guy is excellent. He's a real pro. And I was just, enthralled. And he cast a spell over the whole room. This guy's really good.
He's amazing. And I think the adults loved it even more than the kids did. And this show is, I say, five times better than Aesop Bop.
He looks like... Todd Glidewell here in this
yes,
picture.
Of course
he does.
So he's doing the Frog Bride, the classic Russian fairy tale, and he'll have two live musicians, violinist and piano. In fact, Daniel will be back again. He was here last time with a violinist. And then behind them on the stage is a big humongous screen where they do some Kandinsky's paintings that kind of come in and out as he tells the story, really wild colors as he's telling other things. And at one point, because it's the Frog Bride, there is a humongous picture of a frog that just kind of blinks its eyes, live frog, and it's amazing. Just everything that he brings to it with, you know, his talent, but the concept for this particular piece is just phenomenal, bringing all three of the mediums together of live music, the performance of his stories, and then the visual.
The multimedia. So it's one continuous story.
One story
of
the Russians.
When I saw him, he did a few little stories.
Correct. No, this is one tale, the classic Russian fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah,
and that's
it's kind of nice to see a larger piece. You think that could sustain the attention of the kids?
It did me, and I'm a kid at heart. So yeah, no, it was lovely. It was really, really good.
Now it's a video of a live frog. Does he actually have
live?
Right.
Yes, there's
like
video behind and back. Yeah, yeah, it's all behind.
That kind of a thing.
No live animals on the stage.
And there will be performances open to the public.
Correct.
Yeah.
One performance for each of these.
In October, you'll see Kaharangi. In December, Madeline and the Bad Hat. In February, you'll see Soul Street. In April, the very first couple days of April, will be Black Violin. And in May, will be the Frog Bride. And right now, we are doing our season subscription drive. Of course, if you would like to, our prices are very affordable already. But if you'd like to save even more and get the best seats in the house, you can get a season subscription and save 20% off the single ticket price. You can do that by going to Center Tix, 263 Arts. You can call our office, which is 272-7546. I don't remember what it is. And or you can go online to our website, which gives more information, links to the artists' websites, and you can hear and see some bits and pieces. There we have our age ranges on our brochure as well as on the website, so you can figure out which show is going to be most appropriate for your kids and your family.
Well, great.
Well, thank you for coming, Lainey Dries and Christian Jones, to talk about Alaska Junior Theater season. It sounds like fun. I'll have to subscribe and add that to my many, many lists.
Jean Paul sees everything.
And we love that she does. We love arts patrons.
Yeah, so thanks a lot for coming down.
Thank you for having us very much.
And now for the Stage Talk calendar.
Scared Scriptless Improv Troupe will give a performance on Saturday, September 13th at 8 p.m. at the Wildberry Theater. For tickets, you can go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS. And also, Scared Scriptless presents their monthly improv workshop on the third Thursday of every month. And this time it's coming up on September 18th from 7 to 9 at the Turnagain Community Arts Alliance Building. Class size is limited, so please call Scared Scriptless Improv at 310-1973 to register. That's 310-1973.
And the Valley Performing Arts presents their kickoff show of Season 33 with Love, Sex, and the IRS, which runs this weekend and next, Fridays and Saturdays, with a Sunday matinee. This is in Wasilla at the VPA Playhouse at 291 West Swanson. For tickets and info, call 373-0195 or 373-0195.
TBA Theater presents Illusions Origins, where nothing is as it seems and everything is as you imagine. And this show goes one weekend only, September 12th through the 14th. Showtimes are Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m., with a special matinee performances on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. as well. All shows are at APU's Grand Hall on the APU campus. Call 677-7529 for reservations and more information. That's 677-7529.
Also from TBA, a notification of their first annual costume sale extravaganza this weekend. TBA's costume shop is overflowing, so they're having a sale. All proceeds will go towards improving costume shop equipment and getting supplies for future productions. Come down and get a jump on your Halloween costume this weekend, September 12th to 14th, Friday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at APU's Grant Hall. For more info, call 677-PLAY or go to play at tbatheater.org.
And another thing from TBA Theater, they are proud to sponsor a workshop with Bill Bowers, one of America's premier mimes. Bill Bowers is an actor, mime, and educator. The New York Times lauds him as zestful and full of life. He has performed extensively in hit movies and on Broadway as Zazu in The Lion King. There will be two workshops, Wednesday, September 17th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. and Thursday, September 18th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the TBA Studio Theater. For more information, call 244-8328. That's 244-8328 or email PLAY at TBA Theater, and that's TheaterOrg. Well, that concludes Stage Talk for this week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next week, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.